In just a minute, Carl prepares for his famous Labor Day rhyme-bacue. We're not even trying anymore. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Alonzo, victorious Libyan rebels took over Muammar Gaddafi's personal compound after the dictator fled and found something rather odd, a photo album devoted to whom?
Well, I can't even speak about news since Kim Kardashian got married. I've stopped reading anything else. What would Gaddafi have a photo album of?
Well, it was an album of someone he had admired greatly, apparently. Somebody who had come for a visit.
Hillary?
No, not Hillary. Her predecessor.
Condi?
Condi Rice, yes.
Condi? Wait a minute. Nobody.
Condoleezza Rice. Muammar Gaddafi's infatuation with the former Secretary of State was no secret back when they both had jobs in government. Mr. Gaddafi used to call her, quote, my African queen. And he once said, quote, I admire and am very proud of the way she leans back and gives orders to the Arab leaders. Liza, 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 I love her very much, unquote. Still, the photo album filled with pictures of Ms. Rice was a little creepy, especially because all over its cover you found the words written with pen, Mr. Muammar Rice. Like 20 times.
Mm-hmm. In his, like, glitter pen.
Yeah, yeah. There was also
it's amazing how many different ways he was able to spell rice.
I know. It's just his habit.
So has she said anything about this?
Well, actually, she was asked for comment. She teaches at Stanford now, Ms. Rice does. She really shuddered audibly. You can imagine why. Good news. Good news. Like, good news. You have a secret admirer. Bad news. It's Muammar Gaddafi. But although the rebels who are now searching for the dictator around Libya, they might want to check out her classroom at Stanford and see if there are any like new students wearing sunglasses, a mustache.
Epaulettes.
And a Stanford t-shirt with gold epaulettes. You know? Amy, as the U.S. presence in Afghanistan continues, military leaders are doing their best to encourage a good relationship between our soldiers and the locals. To that end, Marine commanders just instituted a ban on Marines doing what?
Banning...
it's a politeness issue, apparently.
Banning
the
U.S.
Afghans,
or spitting. No, because they do that.
Yeah, the Afghans find this very offensive, apparently.
Shaking hands?
No, I'll give you a hint. Apparently, there's no phrase in Pashtun that means pull my finger.
No.
Yes.
I can't say that.
We're listening.
Just make a sound.
How can you ban that? How do you ban that?
What the... I will give it to you in respect to your ladylike demureness. But I will say that what has happened is the Marines have... commanders have asked their troops to refrain from farting out loud. The out loud part that is important. Military leaders say it offends Afghans. And to give you a sense for how offensive this is for Afghans, that's banned, but actual bombs, okay. It's part of a wider campaign of cultural sensitivity in Afghanistan. Soldiers should note silent farts are still allowed under the military's controversial don't ask, don't smell policy. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
You know, you think Marine training is tough enough. This might be the one that pushes a few of them over the edge.
Yeah.
Really?
Actually, there was... It may be true. This was posted on a military magazine website, and the comments from Marines were like, you have got to be kidding me. Some of them said, this is the only fun we get to have in Afghanistan. Alonzo, this week an op-ed in the New York Times lamented that college just ain't what it used to be, that today's kids are denied an opportunity we all had in school to have what?
Well, they're denied so many things. A future would be one.
Yeah. I'll give you a hint. No more will freshmen experience the thrill of someone borrowing their clothes without asking, or inviting their date up to the top bunk, or...
Roommate? No, not roommates.
Well, it's a kind of roommate.
Random roommates?
Said, well, I'll give you... But the answer specifically is the opportunity to have a crazy roommate. That's what we're missing, these kids these days, because...
What, did they ban crazy?
You know, What happened was...
Wait a minute. Now, what sort of institutions of higher learning are we running when crazy isn't welcome?
It's not that.
I'm
it's that
shocked
in the old days,
this.
You know, back when you and I went to school, they used to throw you in with anybody, and they all turned out... Some of them turned out to
be
nuts.
That's what I'm saying, the random thing
yeah,
where
yeah.
you could get
They're not
anybody.
Doing the random thing anymore. Now a lot of colleges have these roommate websites you can go and vet your future roommates, pick the ones you want.
Oh, so, I'm sure that will be as reliable as, say, internet dating.
Exactly. And if you're thinking, what are they talking about? If you're listening to this, you're thinking, what are they talking about? I did not have a weird roommate in college. You were the weird roommate.